pick up the music?
Not quite, no. Let's see. Take off their headset. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head, so there's an eye in the way. And this up here, these both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so the. At least sit on top of your ears.
Yeah.
Is it?
You okay?
Yes, it can just be.
Is that okay?
Oops.
Okay.
That looks okay. All right. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
Right, so. Start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. We have 25 minutes for this meeting.
Okay.
We could get acquainted. So, does everyone want to say who they are? Seems sensible.
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
Oh, I see, so we shouldn't really be...
Right. So, you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then I'll
give
you some
information
on
the
tool.
Okay, so we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, the method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves the designers of this. Just about, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of the day, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet the same. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So we're right. So basically, everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever.
I haven't got puppets today.
And now you move out from the microphone and the camera.
I'm supposed to do this right now, do you think?
I would guess. guess so. How old are you?
You've lost your microphone.
Technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things.
And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent compared to dogs, maybe. and they can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I'm very affectionate cats. And they can look after themselves.
Next,
okay, yeah. I'll see if I can get across without disentangling everything. Okay. I didn't think of that. Okay, pen's over here. I'll try the red pen. Okay, I'm gonna go for the bear, which I'm gonna be able to draw very well, but I'll have a bash at it.
Artistic impression.
Ooh, I lost it there. That looks nothing like a bear.
So you're just doing the face.
we'll go for a small bear bun. and I like my animal that looks nothing like a bear because I don't know, maybe because there's so many cartoon characters made up after the bear, like the Jungle Book characters and stuff like that. Great.
I like dogs because they're very loyal and they're always happy. So whenever you're feeling sort of a bit down or tired, they're always coming up and they're always quite excited. So you can always have a lot of fun with a dog. And they're also good for exercise as well. You can sort of get out and they sort of never get tired. And when they're tired, they're quite cute as well. So.
Anyway, not to worry. So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish, and so hopefully won't prove too difficult to draw. One of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going to go on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend. friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, you just got to put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months and buy in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are not are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. Right, okay. So work has been done on this project whereby €25 is the expected samples. My information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having the production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, not actually a profit margin, so, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're going to sell, what
right.
projecting to sell, what we're going to. So, experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new
yes.
model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe find with some remote controls, the buttons are a little small, they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look for something with easy to press buttons, as that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for we're looking for a device that is robust.
Yes.
And therefore maybe damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is, what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use, so the buttons are accessible.
Yes.
That's easy to use and see.
And see?
Yes.
Okay.
Just check, is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just the television that was supposed to be doing?
Sister, I'll get back to you on that. It seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room and. So a device for all remotes.
So this one, oh sorry, you go.
Yeah, one of the things we found from the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because it's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes the sort of remote controllers defeat their own purpose because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So, whereas in the past you have to go to change the channel, now you have to go to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around the room. That's maybe something for the future, and you can talk to a television.
Yeah.
In a sense, it's your mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have a few buttons on it. to, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly say, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options.
Yeah.
And you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more okay with handling them, and therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remote, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that would come with it?
Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are, and a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes? So, right, so we've got ID, the... Come on, move on.
If you just click return, it should be fine. Get rid of the message.
Or not.
If you just hit return, it should get rid of the message.
Yay! That's what we're looking for. Right. So we've got function. What happened to the?
I think that might be back at the start. If you grab the kind of.
It's also a slide four, I think.
Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got working design for ID, the UID, the technical function of design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you by your personal coach. So we're all clear what objectives we're going to meet in the next 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next.
Okay, yes.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing your remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we're all going to work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote control,
television,
so maybe we should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we make decisions based on information or meetings that will change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right, but so we'll make it just a TV. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll depart. We will stay here and break off another minutes, and I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.